Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Flandington. It's time for an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Did you know that by listening to the live cast, your cousin's boobs get bigger by one cup size? Doesn't do anything for you, but we love it. Now here are Rob, Noah, 3D, and Sid.
Oh man, I'm really disappointed about the Sid part.
Are you always disappointed or just today for some reason?
I am.
Stop kicking.
Whoa.
God, Sid.
No spoilers, Rob. No spoilers.
That was Sid's penis hitting the top of the table because Noah looked at him.
Well, you don't know what's going on under the table. Noah's doing more than looking at me.
Sid, down boy. Down boy. What are you doing? Put that thing
don't
away.
Don't touch it, Darren.
You wish. We'll bite you. You wish, Sid.
I do.
Well, you...
I've never had a sexy dream about you, though, that I can recall. I don't think I've ever jerked off thinking about you either.
I'm so glad.
God, that's a lie. Come
but
on.
I've acted like when not jerking off, I've actually thought of boning you. I don't know. You seem like the type that would just lay there.
What do you think about when you jerk off?
Whatever porn I'm looking at.
Always porn? Never mental thoughts?
Rarely.
Okay.
Rarely. I used to have a buddy that I worked with who, before he went on a date with a girl for the first time, he would always jerk off thinking about the girl.
Uh-huh.
That was like his pre-first date prep.
They say he's supposed to jerk off, and regardless of what you think about.
Well, yeah, but I see.
Wait,
I always thought.
Go back to this. You're supposed to jerk off why?
Before you go on a date, because
why?
It makes you less tense, like you're not so uptight about
no.
sex.
And it makes your cheeks all rosy, and you look healthier.
There's varying opinions on that, but that's like sort of a urban legendary.
Yeah, like what if you get to like you know do the deed?
One lasts
like,
longer.
Yeah,
I guess it's true. It's a very good point.
But I always thought jerking off. Like, my coworker's method, I thought was, like, jinxing things.
Why?
I don't know. It's like, if you're picturing it before you even go out on the date, like, somehow that's, like, prohibiting
I got it. You imagine that you rape her. That way it's not a jinx, because, I mean, that's not going to happen, right? Because you're in full control.
You never know how the night's going to go.
If you rape her or not.
You never know where the night's going to take you. This is New York fucking city, my friend. Rape happens sometimes. There's just no two ways about it.
But I generally, I'm sorry, I don't, I use porn to, like, get me in the mood to jerk off, but, like, when I'm ready to actually do it, I just turn it off and go into bed or whatever, wherever I am.
See, I prefer doing it seated for some reason, I don't know.
Yeah, me too, I'm very used to doing it seated.
Well, you're, like, always in front of the computer anyway, you're just doing everything seated.
It's true, I also urinate seated. No, that's true. Not sure.
I don't doubt that.
Why? Does it make you less of a man if you sit down while you pee?
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like it's uncomfortable to pee sitting down. I'd rather do it standing up.
Well, I had a discussion with the two of you off the air once.
No, we talked about this on the air.
Was it on the air?
Yeah.
I was going to say, all right. I thought it was off the air. I don't like to pee while I'm taking a shit.
If Darren would stand up. Turn around.
What?
No,
with a turd hanging halfway out.
No, I clean up back there, and then I finish, and then I flush, and I stand up, turn around.
Well, okay, I got a question for you, all right? I've had many a times where I had to both piss and shit, and both would happen at the same time.
Well, then I unfortunately...
You break your own rule?
No, it's something I prefer not to do.
Okay.
It's a guideline, not a rule.
I'm afraid of my junk touching the toilet seat. If I'm home, I don't mind, because I know it's clean, but if I'm in, like, you know, Arby's or whatever, well, I hate Arby's.
Well, first of all, why are you at Arby's? Well, problem number one, you're at Arby's.
I went,
if you eat Arby's, you're going to have to go to the bathroom really soon.
Pick a spot, you know. I mean, but, like, I just don't want anything touching the inside of the bowl, you know?
I don't know how you can hold your pee in, though. It's kind of difficult.
Sometimes you can, yeah. Because all that stuff's connected,
well,
all that plumbing.
Also, if you're at Arby's, you really don't care about the cleanliness of the place, like, after you leave, you know what I mean? Like, you don't care what condition you leave it in. So why don't you just aim your dick, like...
At the floor?
Like, at a 45-degree angle and just shoot it at the fucking door of the... urinal. What the hell's the difference?
You still have to touch the door to open it.
Just don't pee on the handle.
That is good. That's a
just make sure there's no splashbacks.
You know, actually,
make sure there's no splashbacks.
One time when I used to smoke weed, I was in some diner or something, and I went to take a shit. I closed the door. I locked it, and I could not get the fucking lock open. And just because I was high. I'm sure it was a very simple thing, but I was so high that I couldn't open the fucking lock.
Did you go under?
I crawled under it and left it locked.
What are you going to do?
The poor guy that next had to take a shit probably...
Oh, there was only one?
Yeah, there was only one.
Wow.
The guy probably had to bring, like, rappelling gear in.
He kept that motherfucker open.
No, he probably also went under. He did the same thing.
Poor guy.
I was actually at my old job, one of the stalls that I just like ran in to because I really had to go, and I was trying to lock the stall, and the lock was broken.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't lock, and it was the most uncomfortable thing ever to like be shitting and then like have to like hold the door closed, because I mean like it was a bathroom for the whole floor, so it was a very popular stall. Like people talked to, like I would see their feet, like trying to like no, it's taken. Please don't come in.
Don't they smell it?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
It's like one time I went to this bar, like this trendy bar in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. I don't even remember what the fuck bar it was, who I was with, but I had to take a dump. Mm-hmm. At part one point in the night, I had to take a dump, and the stall had no door on it.
Okay.
So I went in, and also I believe it was a unisex bathroom.
Okay.
So I had to shit, and like there was like people coming and going, like, but like nobody really wanted to be in there while a dude was pooping. But people were like angry at me, like, oh come on, like what? There's a fucking toilet here. What is this for? I didn't tear the door off.
I mean, it is a faux pas. It is a faux pas to shit in a bar.
Then why are there toilets there?
For ladies.
Especially if it's a unisex bathroom.
Yeah.
Fuck the lady.
I'm more surprised you went to a trendy bar.
I was dragged by some girl.
And really, like when I'm at bars, and like I've had that where I've had to shit, and I'm like, all right, let me see if this will happen. And I go, and I almost feel like at some bars they intentionally make the toilets as disgusting as possible.
Why?
So you don't even consider. You don't even consider shitting.
Oh, I will shit on if when I have to go. As Rob, you know firsthand that when I have to shit. I have to shit. I don't know. Have I told the story of the Van Halen concert on the air before?
I don't
might have.
No,
but,
do
I don't remember.
So I'll tell it again. Why not? It's a good Sid shitting himself story. There's two of them. This is the more recent
it's
one.
The Scat Hour on the Metal Injection Live. Oh. Yeah.
So a couple years ago, me and Rob went to see Van Halen with David Lee Roth on vocals. Before we went to the show, we went to have dinner at Outback Steakhouse.
Mm.
That plays a major role in this.
Okay.
So we eat, go to the show. Sort of enjoy the show. I guess it was okay.
By the way, let's get a little off track. Our Van Halen tickets were literally behind the stage.
Not completely behind, but like sort of
like
a little
on the side,
like a section
like,
over.
We did not at any point see the drummer.
We never saw
Alex Van Halen.
Okay.
We only saw David Lee Roth when he would like come out like to like, you know, like be with the crowd. Like there would be points
that
where you wouldn't
see.
Most
of the show.
And the worst thing is like
it was a screen.
Yeah, like the screen that they had was like a 20-inch screen at the floor level, and we were like all the way up like by the nosebleeds. So it was nothing. It was like, why even sell these tickets?
It could have been worse. You could have been like front row when they were with Gary Cherone.
Very true.
Why even sell these tickets? Because we bought them. That's why.
I guess that's yeah.
Okay, so shows ends, and I feel like I sort of have to poop, but it's like. Madison Square Garden, the show's just ended. The lines are going to be ridiculous. So I'm just like, fuck it. We're right by the train. We'll be home in an hour. Whatever. So we get on the train. Halfway back to Brooklyn, it hits me that I don't just sort of have to take a shit. I have to take a shit. So I'm like gritting my teeth, biting my lip, just like white knuckling it till we get to our stop.
I hate that.
Two stops away from our house. I'm like, you know what, I can't even make it to this two stops. Something has to happen now. So I just get off the train. I look around. I'm like, I'll see you at home. I get off the train.
Like, dude, what are you doing? We're like two stops away.
I'm
like
no, it
can't. No.
I run upstairs.
Dude, wait,
time out.
Did Rob know that you had to take a shit, or did you conceal it?
No, he knew. Right. He knew. So I run upstairs to the token booth, and I'm like, is there a bathroom here? He's like, no, but there's a restaurant across the street.
Okay.
So I go outside, no restaurant across the street at all.
They lied.
So I go around the corner, and I'm like frantic. I'm like, am I going to shit in public? What am I going to do here? And I was like on the fence about it, but then I look across. This was already like midnight.
You shit on
later.
The fence?
No.
Okay.
First of all, it was like it was an industrial area. There was like a warehouse. There was nobody there, but there was one Asian dude across the street from me peeing by a dumpster. So I was like, all right, this is a sign from God or Satan or whoever that it's if he's peeing over there, then I could take a shit.
So he's not going to narc you.
So I got next to a tree by the sidewalk, squatted, dropped pants, and sprayed moist, like half moist, half solid. It looked like a volcano had formed after I was done. It was like a pyramid of hot, wet feces.
Was there steam coming out of it?
Yes.
Which was in the winter? Was there like vapor?
Do you remember when it was? I don't remember if it was.
It was
yeah.
Like fall.
Yeah, it's like fall. So I remember because I was wearing my insulated Dickies pants and I had to throw them out.
Did you use like a...
I remember those.
Did you use a little bag to scoop it and throw it out like according to New York City
I didn't
law?
Have any bag. Okay. I didn't even have anything to wipe with. I
says
pulled
curb
up
your
pants.
Dog, not curb your
yeah,
Sid.
Exactly. I walked gingerly back. Like, I walked one train stop and then I was like, fuck this, I don't want to keep walking, it feels gross. So I got on the train for one stop and I just sort of stayed in the corner so people wouldn't smell me. And then I got off the train and I called up Rob as I'm walking to the house. I'm like, go into my room. Get my towel, put it in the bathroom, go into your room, close the door, and do not come out. And he obliged, and I was like, and unlock the door, please. He obliged, and yeah, the pants were in the garbage. I showered. It was like something out of The Crying Game. I was hysterical. I wasn't crying, but I should have been. And yeah.
It luckily, it was garbage night, too, I believe. So,
I don't know about
we
that.
We got rid of those immediately.
But yeah.
I had a...
I always something. Think of that when I think of Van Halen.
My last chat episode was when I went. Actually, remember when we went to Stony Brook once? Were you there for that? Went to a party there. It was like a bunch of people that you knew, so I just assumed I went with you. I forgot.
I think he was there. He just doesn't remember.
Yeah. Well, Rob is to not want to see Rob at a party. So
anyway,
Rob didn't invite him.
Everyone that I knew that I was with left like that night, and then I just wound up being so drunk that I like passed out. Someone's couch. I woke up at like 8:30, and this is in Long Island. Stony Brook University is in Long Island. So, and it's a long way out there. It's kind of a nice ride. It's like halfway out the island.
It's like an hour and a half, hour.
Yeah, so, but not by Long Island Railroad.
Ah,
so, I had to take the Long Island Railroad back. I get up at like 10 in the morning. I get on the train. Like halfway through the ride, I have to take a massive dump.
They have toilets.
Yeah, they have toilets, and they were broken. And it tells me all the toilets on the train are broken.
Wow.
I said, how's that even possible? Like, how can they all be broken?
There's usually two of them, so.
Whatever.
He's like,
I thought each car had one.
He sized you up. He's like, this guy wants to take a massive dump. I'm not letting him in my bathroom.
He's just a sadist.
Yeah.
Like, the guy that lied to you about the restaurant.
Yeah, probably did. Yeah.
So, like you said, it's literally coming out. Like, I'm on DEFCON 4. And I'm like, I'm the kind of person that once it starts, I can't. Like, there's no strength to control whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When it wants to come out, it's coming out.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to go take it all the way to Brooklyn, but I got off in Jamaica just to take a shit. And I'm looking all around like it's like, you know.
And pick up some women.
Ticking time bomb. And, yeah, Jamaica's a black.
Jamaica, place. Queens, not actual Jamaica. There's no train line that goes Long Island, Jamaica, then Brooklyn. It doesn't work that way, kids.
I wish. Yeah. Getting ass every weekend.
One love. One stop on the Long Island Railroad.
Anyway, I went the closest. I looked around for like 5 minutes, and there was like a CDS bar with like pimps from the 70s. All like a 50-year-old guy still thinking they're 30, you know. And can I use the bathroom? I go in there. I take like the most explosive fucking dump ever, and I didn't get my ass down totally on the seat in time. So like maybe... one-fifth of it just went splattering everywhere.
Of course.
Oh!
Did it go on the back
God.
Of your knee?
Not much of it went on me, but a lot of it went on my underwear.
Oh.
So I had to take off my underwear and go home commando. And I ditched the underwear in their
yeah,
garbage can.
Of course, of course.
But then I walk out, and he looks at me, and I'm like, all fucked up. And I took very relatively short time to take this shit, considering how epically massive it was. So I said,
well, because it was all, like, right at the gate.
Right, right. I could pass for not having pissed, you know? So I walk out. I said, "This guy is like a pimp. Like if he thinks, if he goes in there and sees my underwear before I get out of here,
he's gonna stab
you. Take me in the back room and kill me." So I was like, so I walk out. He goes like, "You all right, man?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm just gonna go now." He's like, and as I'm walking out the door, he goes, "That nigga threw his drawers in my fucking other bathroom." "Come back here." I just fucking checked into the truck.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, my God.
Wow, how have I never heard this story before this
evening? I don't know, but that was scary as fuck.
And Jamaica's pretty scary when you're white.
Yeah, and it was like 9 o'clock at night. It wasn't like, you know, broad daylight or anything.
Wow.
But whatever. No, it was just dusk, actually. It was about like... No, it was about like 5 o'clock, I think.
Just the golden hour?
Yeah. So, whatever. Unbelievable.
And then the Benny Hill music hit. He's just chasing through Queens. He had a cane. He was shooting blow darts at you.
Shit stories.
Callers?
It's the
middle
injection Scatcast. If you want to tell us about a scatuation that you were in, give us a call at 646-929-1357. And, we didn't really announce it before. We just right as we got on the air, we just went into shit talking, literally.
what we're good at.
A little later on in the show, and at some point in the second hour, JCVD will be back on the air.
Great.
On livecast.
Wonderful.
Our most requested guest. He's here. He has some sort of announcement.
He's in the green room right now, yeah, just doing chops with Renee. Just practicing.
So I'm headbutting a wall.
Yeah, he needs to get a good sweat going before he can get on the air.
Yeah.
Seems to be glistening.
So he'll be here, and we have some cool comedy bits that I picked out.
Get George Carlin.
Well, I told you who to pick out.
Well, no, not all of them.
Who'd you?
One other one.
Did you pick out? Did you use the person that I told you not to use?
No.
Okay.
We got George Carlin. That'll be in the first music break. Then we got a bit from Louis C.K. and from Aziz Ansari.
You pronounced that wrong, but all right.
Aziz Ansari. He played Randy in Funny People. He's also in Parks and Recreation. He's a funny guy.
He was on Letterman last night.
Yeah.
He killed
Letterman?
Yep.
Well,
somebody had to do it.
Letterman's having all these scandals anyway. I'm sure he's like on the edge of suicide.
Yeah. He was probably on the edge of suicide before that.
Yeah.
He seems like a misanthrope.
I don't think he was on the edge of suicide. He was on the edge of ejaculation. No,
because
he has a lot of interns who blow him.
I farted.
So once again, our number is 646-929-1357. And another thing I want to talk about that was in the news earlier this week was a Twitter fight.
No, a twight?
A twight. I believe that is the official term.
Really?
No.
No. I just coined that phrase.
You coined it. Well, I don't
patent
know.
It. Before you lose out on the money.
But
I don't think twight is going to catch on.
The singer of All That Remains and his girlfriend were at a Five Finger Death Punch Shadows Fall show, and apparently after the show or whatever...
Wait, before you continue, I have no idea what Five Fingers Death Punch is,
mm-hmm.
but...
It's a band.
Well, I know, but I don't know what they sound like, and it sounds like... Their name sounds stupid, so
yeah.
I assume their music is stupid.
Yes.
But...
It sounds hipsterish.
No.
It sounds meatheadish, actually.
Yeah, it's very meatheadish. Yeah, I get that.
Or it could be like ironic hipster.
No.
Of their band members get lost?
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, did they ever find him?
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine.
Was that what that was?
So what happened?
They didn't really like publicly say it, but like his phone broke or something, and he just nobody could find him for like 2 days. But then he just reappeared.
Oh, okay. All right. That's
somewhere.
Yeah, this is like a band that would be like really popular 10 years ago. And I guess that's why they're popular now.
These are the guys that did Let the Bodies Hit the Floor, right?
Yeah. No. But they might as well be Drowning Pool.
Name a Static X song, please. Could you name one, Rob?
Push It?
These are the guys that did Push It, right?
Yeah.
No, this is the Godsmack band. Right?
Name a Godsmack song.
Piss
and Shit.
These are the guys who did Piss and Shit, right?
Is that where they got that?
No, but every song's about piss and shit.
Oh, is
okay.
It?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're getting off on a Five Finger Death rant.
And?
But,
what's your point?
No, anyway, so the singer of Shadows Fall flirted with All That Remains singer's girlfriend. The singer from Shadows Fall is called Brian Fair.
Does he have dreads? Does he
yes.
smell dreads? So
yes.
He probably smells really bad.
Well, yeah, his dreads probably smell really bad. And the guy from All That Remains
probably believes in Jesus.
Tweeted about it. I don't know why he would do this. He tweeted, "Sweet, Brian from Shadows Fall is trying to fuck my girlfriend tonight. Thanks to Ivan from Five Finger Death Punch for sticking up for me. So much for home, love." And then it's like, all right, dude, first of all, the other guy is on Twitter, so he's obviously going to see this.
Right.
Unless he... Wait, are you sure he's following him?
Well, he responded. He responded,
oh,
Brian
Fair. Oh, okay.
And Brian Fair wrote, "Some people need to get their shit together. Learn before you speak." And then he... at replied Phil from All That Remains saying, "You couldn't be more wrong." And then Phil replied, "I hope we are all wrong. And it was just a huge, stupid misunderstanding." And then Brian said, "Learn to think before you speak. I can't babysit everyone." And then Phil said, "The last thing the world needs is for you to babysit me. I'm on the outside of the drama. You're the one who's accused." And then Brian said, "Save the drama for your mama." And then Phil said, "I hope we're all wrong." And then Jory, oh, then his girlfriend chimed in, kind of bummed. "Phil pissed ab last night. I guess I should be too, as I was the target. But I'm just not trying to lose everything at the moment." And then she at replied, "Brian from Shadows Fall, no drama, so we'll let everything lie. I did tell Phil all you said, so you're aware. No need for me to lie to him." It's like,
this is,
grow
what
up.
What does girl look like?
Come on, guys.
Do we have a picture?
No, I don't know.
See if she's even worth all this nonsense.
But
can we get these guys
like
on the show
that.
Next week?
You guys are public figures.
Braba? Can we get these guys on the show next week?
No.
Yes, to address it, which is totally Jewish.
A press conference.
But, like, first of all, yeah, like, their fans follow them on Twitter, and fans of, there are people that would be fans of both bands. So they're seeing all this drama, and it's like, is this the kind of stuff you want to make public? And then on top of that, they, like, when people started reporting about how absurd this was, they were like, "Oh, my personal life is not news. You guys are TMZ." And it's like, no, when you make something public, that is news.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're having a dumb high school type argument on Twitter and you're adults, totally news.
They're not adults, though. They're just big kids that, you know, play music for a living.
So. Yeah.
It's funny.
Sid
is giving me candy.
Oh, my God.
Sid, she's over 12. Cut it down.
Will you get into my van later?
Sid is trying to speak with like a full bag of Skittles.
They're
in his
delicious.
Mouth. Mm. Why did you put the whole bag in your mouth, though?
It's a small bag.
Yeah, they're like sample size bags.
Yeah.
So let's go to the chat room. Let's ask them if they were to actually get into a fight, who do you guys think would win, Brian Fair or Phil from All That Remains?
Well,
someone in the chat room wants to see a Rob versus Peter Steele fight. Well, Peter Steele would kill me. I mean,
Peter Steele's like twice as tall as Rob.
And Rob is pretty tall.
You could have a chest hair contest.
You remember when Rob played Peter Steele in a sketch, though? You looked exactly like him.
You remember
that
when
was
Rob
hilarious.
Did that Spread and Playgirl magazine?
No.
That was hilarious. All right, Noah's Scat Party votes for Phil from All That Remains.
Yeah,
and one guy.
Ryan has the dreads of death. That's true.
Yeah,
that's
he could
true.
Just whip him with
those
his
are
dreads.
Pretty heavy.
Yeah, and I mean the smell might just knock him out.
And someone else wanted to see me fight Sid.
And someone wants to see me fight the dude from Sinning.
That I'd like to see.
He'd be so drugged up, I'd just push him over and he'd.
No, he'd use his third eye to like kill you or something. He'd use like
what?
You know, existential powers.
I'd use my third
you.
Leg.
I think,
oh, yeah, that's right.
I think he'd just be like a pacifist and let Sid beat his ass without
fighting
I'd back.
Pass the fist right to his fucking face. You masher.
What? You heard me.
Called him a masher?
Yeah.
All right, it looks like the chat is leaning
yeah,
towards
their own
the favor
world.
Of, I'm going to say Brian Fair. Is,
okay.
Is who the chat leads to.
If you'd like to call us and let us know who you think would win, what's our number, Rob?
What am I, the official? Like, I'm like Vanna White?
646-929-1357.
And Noah doesn't know the number, do you?
Do you know the number, Derek?
Yes, I do. 646-929-1357.
Uh-huh. I know it, too.
So what is it?
646-929-1357.
Okay.
I hear it all the time.
Yeah, but you, like, never remember what just happened 2 minutes ago. That's why, like,
you weren't even here for that conversation. How do you know that happened?
We totally did have a conversation.
Oh, wow. Because you said that on the air. I was just listening to Death and No Death, and, like, I read the category. I read the choices, like, 4 times in a row. I just couldn't remember one of them. You're like, read it again.
I'm here.
Earlier, we were having a poetry discussion about E.E. Cummings.
Uh-huh.
And one of us asked Rob what EE stood for, and Rob said ejaculation everywhere. And I was like, "That is that really what it stands for? That's not really what it stands for, is it?"
That's what Cummings stands
for.
Oh,
Noah. That's right, Noah.
I wasn't paying attention to what you were saying.
Yeah. That is right. That's the right thing to do.
She's lying. She just doesn't remember what you said.
I prefer Kimberly Cummings.
Right. What's with the mic fidgeting, Darren? What's the matter?
It's loose. I don't know. I'm
trying to that's what she said.
That's
loosey goosey.
After I was done with it.
Stretch them out, Darren? Is that what you do?
Yeah. I'm not going to brag or anything. Pretty good for a Jew.
It's like when somebody's making the pizza dough.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Throw a couple of pepperonis in there.
Huh?
Anyway.
I don't know. I just felt like saying that.
Pussy pizza. So back to the news. You know who died, Rob?
Captain Lou Albano.
That's sad.
A little sad, yes. I mean, he's old, so.
He lived to be 76 years old. That's like twice as old as he
ever. Is he going
to
be buried with rubber bands on his face?
Probably.
He's going to be buried in a rubber band factory.
Tonight, all the rubber bands in the world hang a little bit lower. In honor of the captain.
They hang at half mast.
Yes. Mast. There's a T in that word, Rob.
There is?
Yes, Robba.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you positive?
Not mass.
By the way, Sid's been calling Rob Robba.
We're not supposed to acknowledge that.
Oh, we just did. So everybody, encourage everybody to from now on call him Robba. I don't know why, I just like the old reggae singer Shabba Ranks.
Oh, I thought it was like Robba the Hutt.
That works also. That
I don't like where
Robba.
The joke is more.
That's what I thought he meant in the first place.
Then now, officially it is now. I will go back and retroactively think that.
I have a feeling. Do you think maybe our audience knows who Captain Lou Albano is? Cause,
probably not.
I mean, come on.
They're not very bright.
People in the chat room, do you know who Captain Lou is?
Well, two of them just said who. Well, three of them, actually.
But you motherfuckers are looking on the chat room on your computer?
Well, because after he mentioned it, I went and looked. We're not supposed to be looking at the chat room. But, Captain Lou... Captain Lou was a wrestling manager in the 80s, and he was like he was in Cindy Lauper's videos. And
the girls just want to have fun.
Yeah, he also did the voice of Super Mario.
And played Super Mario live action too on TV.
Oh really? I didn't know.
I did not know that.
That show they used to do skits, like they would do a skit where he was Mario and he had another guy playing Luigi, and then they would introduce a cartoon. Little skits and then a cartoon.
So he had a pretty healthy career in the 80s. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he was an actual wrestler before that, wasn't he?
Yeah, years
ago. He wrestled, yeah.
Yeah, but not he wasn't as famous.
But he was probably like one of the like obviously Hulk Hogan was like the most popular wrestler, but I would say he was like in the...
No, Andre the Giant was.
Hulk Hogan was a little more popular, but he was definitely one of the most popular wrestling personalities around. Like,
yep,
definitely at the top. Like, people that never even watched wrestling would know who he is.
Yeah,
but mostly because of the Cyndi Lauper association, I'm sure.
Anyway, good night, funny man. Good night,
Lou.
Ta ta.
Ba ba ba. Is that the rape show for?
It's the Lou show for.
You didn't know Albano was Jewish, did you?
Yeah, it was really Albanovich. But when he came to Ellis Island, they changed it.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Rabbi.
Rabbi.
Rabbi Rob.
Rabbi. Eloheinu melech ho'olam. Hashem b'chavonu mikai ho'amim.
It's not a bar mitzvah. It's a death.
I know. I just hear that music and then I go, I get like nostalgic.
All right, let's do our first music break.
And comedy break.
Music and comedy break. We're going to play a track from Obituary.
Good.
Then we're going to do a...
Yeah, we should go to a music break.
Oh, thanks.
I agree with myself. And, we're going to do my favorite George Carlin bit. And then we're going to play some Evil. Of course, the bassist of Evil passed away last week.
Wait, we should ring the rape shofar for him, too.
Oh, you're right.
The rape shofar.
No, the memorial shofar. Come on. Let's...
The rape memorial shofar.
It's subtly different than the rape shofar.
Yeah.
It's more somber. Less jaunty.
Come on, let's show some respect.
What was his name? Mike Alexander?
His name was Guy from a Shitty Band.
They're not that shitty.
I've never heard them. I have seen them.
Oh, they're pretty good. They're a thrashy band.
Ugh, that word is used way too
much. Mike Alexandria.
Of course, another fallen black guy.
That part always gets me.
Mean? Didn't the guy from Candiria also die?
That means she shot one.
It wasn't Carly.
What
a less significant member. It was the one that worked at the pizza place on Avenue M.
everyone gets the reference. All right, let's get to some Obituary followed by George Carlin.
Avenue M is an avenue in Brooklyn.
There you go.
Named after the letter M. And there's a pizza place.
Peter Steele lives around Avenue M, right?
No,
don't
no,
get the guy's address.
Away. Avenue K. He lives.
No, he
doesn't.
There's
no Avenue K.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, there is.
There is, but that's not where
he
lives.
No, he doesn't live on Avenue K. He lives on, like...
Should I say it?
Yes.
He lives on Avenue O.
Okay.
And
oh,
o?
Really?
Yeah.
So close.
Oh,
and
what?
You live?
Oh, and
I'm not saying what street. That's
will you tell me off the air so I can never visit him?
Yes.
I mean, you'll know it's Peter Steele when you see the one car that totally doesn't look like it belongs.
Yeah. I always see him walking.
It has
always.
Like, it has
a little
like
piece of Peter Steele trivia for you. Me and Lonnie and a couple of our friends used to have like this band that we did for fun, and we'd go rehearse at the studio.
What was the name of the band?
Other People's Lint. And we used to OPL for short. And we used to rehearse at this studio where Typo Negative always rehearsed. I don't remember the name of it.
What did you play in that band?
Guitar, terribly.
Okay.
And I did some lyrics. There was a song about fucking Mrs. Garrett from Sex Life.
Oh, yeah.
And they left all their gear in the studios.
Right.
So, and it would it would be like big cases with the Typo Negative logo. And every time I was in there, I would open up one of the cases and spit in it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and there was always like an army of fat girls outside the studio waiting, hoping Peter Steele would come by.
Why would you spit in their cases?
Because they suck. They're one of the worst, most overrated bands in metal.
You just said your band sucked. Did you spit in your own case?
I didn't even have a case. There was nothing to spit on.
You should have bought a case so you could spit in it.
But no, Typo Negative is awful. They have like one good song.
I don't agree with
Black
that.
Number One is a decent song. Everything else is boring crap.
Says you. Anyway, we're going to get to our music break. A few people are requesting... We play New Red Chord. We're definitely going to be playing...
Why don't you go on Metal Injection and fucking listen to it there?
Well, yeah.
They are on Metal Injection.
Yeah, all right then. So it's right...
Hey, Sid, do me a favor. Shut up for a second.
Fine.
We're going to be playing the song One Robot to Another, which is currently streaming for free on our site on metalinjection.net.
I believe the URL is www.metalinjection.net/av/exclusive-stream-free-track-redcord-CD.
There is an S in cord. Red
cord. Red cords, why? That's not the... There's only one red cord.
It's apostrophe S, Sid.
Yeah, it's an SEO URL.
I don't see... What?
Anyway, we're going to a music break. Here's some Obituary on the Metal Injection livecast.
Right.
I hate Sid.
I don't care. But in the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to a clergyman. Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. No contest. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all powerful, all perfect, all knowing, and all wise. Somehow, just can't handle money. Religion takes in billions of dollars, they pay no taxes, and they always need a little more. Now, you talk about a good bullshit story. Holy shit. Thank you very much. But I want you to know something. This is sincere. I want you to know, when it comes to believing in God, I really tried. I really, really tried. I tried to believe that there is a God who created each of us in his own image and likeness, loves us very much, and keeps a close eye on things. I really tried to believe that, but I got to tell you, the longer you live, the more you look around, the more you realize something is fucked up. Something is wrong here. War, disease, death, destruction, hunger, filth, poverty, torture, crime, corruption, and the ice capades. Something is definitely wrong. This is not good work. If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed. Results like these do not belong on the resume of a supreme being. This is the kind of shit you'd expect from an office temp with a bad attitude. And just between you and me, in any decently run universe, this guy would have been out on his all-powerful ass a long time ago. By the way, I say this guy because I firmly believe, looking at these results, that if there is a God, it has to be a man. No woman could or would ever fuck things up like this. If there is a God, if there is, I think most reasonable people might agree that he's at least incompetent and maybe, just maybe, doesn't give a shit. Doesn't give a shit, which I admire in a person and which would explain a lot of these bad results. So rather than be just another mindless religious robot, mindlessly and aimlessly and blindly believing that all of this is in the hands of some spooky, incompetent father figure who doesn't give a shit, I decided to look around for something else to worship, something I could really count on. And immediately, I thought of the sun. Happened like that. Overnight, I became a sun worshiper. Well, not overnight. You can't see the sun at night. First thing the next morning, I became a sun worshiper. Several reasons. First of all, I can see the sun. Okay? Yeah. Unlike some other gods I could mention, I can actually see the sun. I'm big on that. If I can see something, I don't know, kind of helps the credibility along, you know? So every day I can see the sun as it gives me everything I need. Heat, light, food, flowers in the park, reflections on the lake, an occasional skin cancer. But hey, at least there are no crucifixions and we're not setting people on fire simply because they don't agree with us. Sun worship is fairly simple. There's no mystery, no miracles, no pageantry, no one asks for money, there are no songs to learn, and we don't have a special building where we all gather once a week to compare clothing. And the best thing about the sun, it never tells me I'm unworthy. Doesn't tell me I'm a bad person who needs to be saved, hadn't said an unkind word, treats me fine. So, I worship the sun, but I don't pray to the sun. Know why? I wouldn't presume on a friendship. It's not polite. I've often thought people treat God rather rudely, don't you? Asking, you know, trillions and trillions of prayers every day, asking and pleading and begging for favors, do this, give me that, I need a new car, I want a better job. And most of this praying takes place on Sunday, his day off. Not nice. And it's no way to treat a friend. But people do pray, and they pray for a lot of different things. You know, your sister needs an operation on her crotch. Your brother was arrested for defecating in a mall. But most of all, you'd really like to fuck that hot little redhead down at the convenience store. You know, the one with the eye patch and the club foot. Huh? Can you pray for that? I think you'd have to. And I say, fine, pray for anything you want. Pray for anything. But what about the divine plan? Remember that? The divine plan. Long time ago, God made a divine plan. Gave it a lot of thought, decided it was a good plan, put it into practice. And for billions and billions of years, the divine plan has been doing just fine. Now you come along and pray for something. Well, suppose the thing you want isn't in God's divine plan. What do you want him to do? Change his plan? Just for you? Doesn't it seem a little arrogant? It's a divine plan. What's the use of being God if every rundown schmuck with a $2 prayer book can come along and fuck up your plan? And here's something else, another problem you might have. Suppose your prayers aren't answered. What do you say? Well, it's God's will. Thy will be done. Fine, but if it's God's will and he's going to do what he wants to anyway, why the fuck bother praying in the first place? Seems like a big waste of time to me. Couldn't you just skip the praying part and go right to his will? It's all very confusing. So to get around a lot of this, I decided to worship the sun. But, as I said, I don't pray to the sun. You know who I pray to? Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci. Two reasons. First of all, I think he's a good actor, okay? To me, that counts. Second, he looks like a guy who can get things done. Joe Pesci doesn't fuck around. In fact, Joe Pesci came through on a couple of things that God was having trouble with. For years, I asked God to do something about my noisy neighbor with the barking dog. Joe Pesci straightened that cocksucker out with one visit. It's amazing what you can accomplish with a simple baseball bat. So I've been praying to Joe for about a year now, and I noticed something. I noticed that all the prayers I used to offer to God and all the prayers I now offer to Joe Pesci are being answered at about the same 50% rate. Half the time I get what I want, half the time I don't. Same as God, 50-50. Same as the four-leaf clover and the horseshoe, the wishing well and the rabbit's foot. Same as the mojo man. Same as the voodoo lady who tells you your fortune by squeezing the goat's testicles. It's all the same, 50-50. So just pick your superstition, sit back, make a wish, and enjoy yourself. And for those of you who look to the Bible for moral lessons and literary qualities, I might suggest a couple of other stories for you. You might want to look at The Three Little Pigs. That's a good one. Has a nice, happy ending. I'm sure you'll like that. Then there's Little Red Riding Hood, although it does have that X-rated part where the big bad wolf actually eats the grandmother, which I didn't care for, by the way. And finally, I've often always drawn a great deal of moral comfort from Humpty Dumpty. The part I like the best, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. That's because there is no Humpty Dumpty and there is no God. None, not one, no God, never was. In fact, I'm gonna put it this way. If there is a God, may he strike this audience dead. See, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Everybody's okay. All right? Tell you what. I'll raise the stakes a little bit. If there is a God, may he strike me dead. See? Nothing happened. Wait. got a little cramp in my leg, and my balls hurt. Plus, I'm blind. I'm blind. Oh, now I'm okay again. Must have been Joe Pesci, huh? God bless Joe Pesci. Thank you all very much. Joe bless you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Be the same. sweat. No more darkness.
This is your announcer, Guillermo, reminding you, when I wake up from my 23 and a half hour siesta, I listen to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net.
Whatever happened to Guillermo?
He hasn't called us in a while. I think the last time he called us was when we did the outdoor livecast, right?
When Axel was here, he called us. They got creeped out by his own voice.
Are we ever going to have any Metal Sucks people on the show again? Or
yeah, they said they'd come by 1 week. It's, you know, matter of logistics at this point. Matter of them not having any plans on a Wednesday night.
What's really on a Wednesday night?
They don't have plans. Come on.
But right before we went on air, Darren started eating this this chicken and this rice. And, like, as the Guillermo bumper was playing, he burped. And I feel like I've eaten the chicken and rice because I'm like directly opposite him now, and it just like went.
Is that like you guys made out?
It almost feels like it. Like I was molested.
You had a mind meld.
It slipped out. I would have covered up.
Well, no, Rob kept saying how good the chicken looked, so you just wanted to
it
get
doesn't
the
smell. It doesn't smell as good. Lots of garlic.
Well,
okay. My apologies.
Sounds like a Russian apartment.
Yeah, that's why. Like it just reminding me of my parents' house, and I don't like it.
So what were you arguing about just now during the? You said something to save it for the air. I forgot.
I don't know. Noah scratching her back.
Oh yeah, she's picking at herself. She's
all
digging in her ass.
I'm just massaging my spine.
Why would you have to do that?
It's a sight to see.
I know it pokes out of your back.
Oh, you're
so slim.
That's how she masturbates.
You look like a stegosaurus when you're shirtless.
Yes, I rub my spine. That's how I masturbate.
Sort of hot.
Healthy.
When you go to the chiropractor, it's like a friggin' tug job for you.
Yes.
Rubbing your loins. That's all I have about that.
I guess we didn't really need to have to save that for the air.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Robba.
Well, I was talking about the UA Theater, which is this really shitty theater in Brooklyn.
It's the best theater in Brooklyn.
It's the only theater in Brooklyn.
There's other theaters. There's plenty of other theaters.
They're all in ghetto areas, though.
I heard the Pavilion is infested with bed bugs.
Is that right?
Somebody on Facebook said so.
Pavilion is another theater, which is right near it. Prospect
Steve
Park.
Steve Buscemi hangs out there. So don't sleep over Steve Buscemi's house.
He does?
Yeah.
Since when?
Well, he used to. I used to date a girl who lived over there, and she told me that she always saw Steve Buscemi hanging out.
I wouldn't want to see him hanging around somewhere. He's weird. He's weird.
One time, me and Lonnie went to see System of a Down, and two rows in front of us was Steve Buscemi and his son, who had an afro.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that like two little kids.
Like
is he a mulatto?
No, he was a white boy with an afro.
Mulatto.
Isn't that the word for it?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was,
probably
I thought it was a mulatto. I didn't know it was a mulatto, like
that's
a cow.
That's a heavy set.
That's how they say it in Israel.
Rain fire would be a mulatto.
A mulatto, because she's ugly.
She's
saying?
Fatty too, isn't she?
Just change the accent.
I couldn't think of a fatter mulatto.
I was at, that System of a Down show. Down was playing that show too, right?
Did I go to that?
No.
Were you there with me?
This was at Jones Beach.
Yeah, it was System of a Down, and Meshuggah.
Meshuggah, definitely. I don't remember
Down
being there.
Down was definitely there. And
2002.
Yeah, and it was so hilarious because Phil Anselmo, who was clearly on heroin that night, was just like, you're watching the best band in the fucking world. We're fucking down, and we're better than you. Fuck all of you, motherfuck. Pantera is fucking dead.
Yeah. Oh, and he started cursing out a guy in the audience with a Pantera.
Yeah. A guy with
him to say Pantera was dead.
Well, this was pre-Dime.
That's what I'm saying. It was very prophetic.
Oh, well. What's it called? Like, so the guy's like, Pantera, fuck you, you piece of shit, Pantera.
You're a fucking faggot with a faggot Pantera shirt on,
fucking faggot.
Pantera,
fuck. He sounds like Thor a little bit.
He does, though.
They all do. Everybody in a metal band sounds like that.
The poor guy, like, stood up, and he was just, like, all into it, like, being positive.
Yeah, he's probably like a huge Phil Anselmo fan. Phil Anselmo's probably his idol.
Well, that's
and
his
like,
fault then. For
yeah,
stupid
well, ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Our friend Bernie was such a big Phil Anselmo fan. This is like the guy worshipped Phil Anselmo to the point where he had a Capital One credit card with Phil Anselmo's face on it. Because, you know, you could have a Capital One card where you put any picture
where
on it.
Where is
this
guy now?
I don't know. He teaches kids. Yeah.
Can we have him on the show? Did you talk to him?
I haven't talked to him in a while. But
get him on the show. That's
2 years
funny.
Ago, I think I talked to him.
That would be funny. We could goof on him.
He used to be on our old college show.
Yeah. So let's. He was the one that I called in one time to say Phil Anselmo was gay, and he got really offended.
Yeah. He was. Yeah. He took it very. He was like.
It's a rumor that I heard multiple times.
Not true.
It is true though, right?
He's bi.
I've never.
What'd you say, Terrence?
He's bi.
Okay,
that's not real.
He admitted to it.
When did he admit to it?
I thought he did.
No, I never.
He admitted it to Darren that time he hit on it.
Yeah. Listen, if you receive oral, it's not gay.
Hey, I see you wearing the Pantera shirt. Does that mean you're a faggot?
That's where he got.
I like the faggots. Come here.
Oh.
It sure looked pretty.
Interesting twist.
That's where he got the name for his band Down, because I took my pants down. Like,
Oh, wow.
But why did you, like, start saying that story? Did I miss something?
He mentioned that show, and I just remembered how Phil Anselmo was just so egotistical. Meanwhile, like, they kind of sucked that night because he was so terrible.
They're terrible. Even when they're on, they're not good.
But he's just like, oh, we're the best fucking band in the fucking world.
They're so bad, I didn't even remember they were on that bill. So there you go.
Do you remember that time when it was Superjoint and Psyopus, and you were interviewing Jimmy Bauer, and we were like in the back, and he rolled a joint, and then he rolled everyone else a joint, and he got so high.
Yeah, he rolled a joint for the room and one for himself. That's how big of a pothead he is.
And do you remember when Hank Williams III came out with that jar of like this tremendous nugget of weed?
Yeah,
like,
it was retarded.
When he pulled that jar out, it's almost it was like this. like, you know,
a halo around it.
Yeah, like it was golden glow. It was
really
incredible.
Beautiful weed. And like I remember at the end of the night, Sip was like, hey, you know, we kind of have like a long ride because they were just playing that one show. They were like, can we just like buy like a 20 off of you or something? And he gave them like this $50 nugget at the least. Like,
yeah.
Here, just take it.
Yeah.
Just take it. And they all had jars like that. That's what he said. They all had like a huge jar to themselves. They keep a lot of drug dealers in business, those guys.
Yeah.
Good times.
I need to be friends with them.
Yeah. So Hank Williams III, come over sometime. We'll chill.
We should invite him to the line.
Yeah, I have a really sweet vaporizer.
We would just be numb the whole 2 hours.
I'm sure that vaporizer
sounds different from any other time.
You're an asshole.
It's true. It's not true. I was not numb the first 40 minutes of the show. I waited till the music break.
Me too.
You're always at least sort of numb.
Yeah. I wish I was numb to your voice. It's fucking pain in the ears.
That's a good one. This is clever.
I just don't like you, Sid. But
clever.
Anyway, let's.
I'm Rabba. I'm funny. I'm Sid. I'm bald. I have weedy torts.
Oh, I have four eyes.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hey! All right.
Rumble is going down, motherfucker.
What you gonna do, Sid, when my 24-inch weed thongs run wild on you?
That joke is over. I killed it. Anyway, JCVD is in the green room.
Oh, yeah?
We've been hyping up that he's going to be on the show. By hyping, I mean we've mentioned it once. And by the way, before we start this, if you want to talk to JCVD, he's going to be taking some calls from his fans. Give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. That's 646-929-1357. So should we bring him out here?
I suppose, yeah.
He actually told me that he demands that we play an intro for him now. He has, like, somebody recorded an intro song for JCVD. I guess
what?
He's like, yeah, he's like that big that he has his own intro. So,
oh,
20
God.
Years ago, he was
like a pro wrestling.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's from his pro wrestling days. I don't know. But let's bring him out right now. He is the Muscles from Brussels. Ladies and gentlemen, JCVD. What the hell is this?
This is terrible.
Are we in a race? What's going on?
Well, when is he going to come out?
I don't know. This is... Oh! Whoa!
Stop talking, stranger!
Oh, there he is! Oh, come on, Jason. Yes. You busted down another wall in our studios. Come on, why was that necessary?
Yes. The music is so mellow, and then he catches us by surprise with a chop.
Yeah, it was very relaxed with the music, and then all of
a
sudden...
My spine has been dislocated.
Where did you get the... Who did the...
Hold on, let's listen. Oh, it's the grooves. You know what we say in France, what we call this music? We call it techno. That's
the name.
It's a French word.
Wait, what's it called?
Techno.
Yeah, well...
Shut up, listen. Yes, that's the shit.
Sounds like the same thing over and over again.
Exactly, like my movies, no? I know my formula.
lots of repeating.
It's good to be back here. It's nice. I see you put new walls up.
Well, I have to every time you break down the wall.
Noah, you're looking stunning today.
I do?
But I have one complaint with you.
What?
I think I specifically said last time I was here... When I come in the room, you should already be naked. You should be naked. You have clothes on. This
I
is
told
a problem.
You not in
this is a problem.
Chop off for smock.
At least you should be with bra only.
Okay, I'll take off my
Let me see clothes. Your brassiere.
Oh, Noah's wearing an anal chainsaw shirt, a very rare T-shirt of a band that that it really exists.
Don't forget to mention the most awesome part of the T-shirt, which is the back.
The most awesome part of the T-shirt is that Noah's titties are underneath it.
Why is she talking? Why is a woman talking? She should be naked right now.
Oh, come on.
Come on now.
All right, I'll go to the other room and do it.
Shut off. And Sid, you two, and to see your boobies.
Right.
That's it. Noah, this tit should be out. I want you know what? A matter of fact, send me a tit pic via Twitter, please. That's what I want.
A tit pic via Twitter. I like that.
Now, do it. Nipples. I've heard some things about your nipples.
Very hairy.
Very sensual.
Her nipples have bangs. It's weird.
I heard you have nipples like areolas like saucers. Is that true? You have like
what?
Saucers, you know, that you drink the tea from.
A saucer?
A cup?
A saucer. In fact, that's what they want to do is wee-wee on your saucers.
Oh, come on now.
Natural.
Oh, your blessing.
Anyway, all right, come on. Let's leave Noah alone.
Noah is so captivating.
JCBD,
I've never gotten her in my love nest before. I want to hit her and smash her face into various parts of my boudoir.
Oh, my God.
And it has not happened yet, so I'm very frustrated. You understand this?
I like to play hard to get.
When I get you, it's going to be hard, let me tell you.
All right, Jesse, you said you had some sort of announcement happened recently?
As you know, President Obama recently won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes, it's sort of a controversial thing because a lot of dumb idiot conservatives are like, oh, he doesn't deserve it, fuck the Nobel Peace Prize, blah, 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 we hate Obama.
Well, first of all, I don't think there should be a Nobel Peace Prize. Because why would you be giving a prize to someone for making peace? This is backwards. Why would you make peace? Peace is boring.
Wait, no, but that's what...
There's nothing
that's what I strive for.
Like taking your foot and putting it into some Danish sucker's mouth. This is the number one joy in my life. I cannot understand peace. Who wants peace? Unless it's a piece of ass like Noah, and you are throwing her around and wrapping her in all her various holes.
Okay.
You're like a six-hole billiard table. When I get through with you, you're going to be like a used sporting good.
You're going to put your eight ball in her side pocket?
So what does Obama winning the Peace Prize have to do with anything?
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but they give away several different kinds of Nobel Prize. There is literature, and then there's also other one called the Nobel Prize for Violence.
Really?
Yes. You do not know about this?
I don't think I've heard of this one.
Yes, no. Actually, there were several guys up for this. Osama bin Laden and various other guys who were involved in wars and killings. But I went, I smoked bin Laden out of his hole. I went, found him, and I pulled his heart out of his chest.
Whoa.
What?
Just to ensure that
Wait,
I could...
Wait, Obama or Osama?
Osama, you crazy.
Oh, okay.
But
that was close.
I actually think that wouldn't killing Osama bin Laden increase peace in the world?
I don't give a shit about that.
Really, you should get the Peace Prize.
I don't want that.
Wait, so you're coming here to tell us that, A, you killed Osama bin Laden,
right?
And B, you...
Why are you laughing? This is serious.
It's a little absurd, but you won the Nobel Prize for Violence?
Yes, of
course. There's a Nobel Violence Prize?
Who else should we need besides JCBD?
But really, you're like the most violent person in the world?
See, I don't even know if you know, this did not even make the news, because all of you Americans hate French people and Belgians, but when you remember North Korea was holding those two American reporters hostage?
Yeah, those two Asians.
So the Belgian government sent me, JCBD, over to help negotiate their release. But instead I just kicked each one of them in the cunt, and I gave them a double noggin knuckle.
Oh, wow.
Wait, because I knew it would help me win the Nobel Violence Prize.
That is why. Wait, you're telling me you went, you found the reporters, and you beat them up?
Listen, Rabbi, my desire, that's how we say Robert in France. It's Rabbi.
I thought it was Robert.
No, Robert is for the men, the manly Roberts. But Rabbi is for you. But I knew, my desire... It's to win this award is so strong, my desire to win the Nobel Violence Prize, that I will do anything, like kick diplomats in the cunt, anytime, any place, just the same way I punch pregnant women in the pussy. That's my passion.
You are a terrible person, Jean-Claude.
I am. That's why I won the Nobel Violence Prize.
You should. That's not
Don't
something.
Fuck with me.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
Come here. Come here.
That's something you should be proud of.
Foot to the face. Come here. You get.
No, no.
You get three. Ready?
No.
Yeah.
That was only one.
You deserve that. Well, I'm saying
you complaining?
Now. Your bank account is growing. You have 2 foot deposited. Now. Oh, yes.
Ow!
When you least expect it, bitch.
Ow!
Now, There is one other thing I want to tell you.
All right, let's go. We got your theme song. We get it. Let's get it out of here.
Well, wait. Loop that. I want that playing at all times, Derek.
It's more dramatic.
I wanted to tell you, this is a little bit embarrassing, but it's a little girly to be in this kind of thing. It's a play. I don't know. It's like only women faggots do this, but...
Wait, you're in a play?
Yes, JCPC.
You're a thespian?
What? Come here, I am old man, baby. Don't start with that shit.
You're a thespian. You're into plays and stuff now.
Where is the duct tape? I got to shut this bitch up.
Here you go.
Come here. That's right. Now take my kicks. That's what I give to all the French whores.
You're
in my childhood.
You're beating women. Come on. Come on, Jason.
She is no woman. Look at her. She's been through the ringer more times than Arnold Schwarzenegger's haggish wife. What's that bitch's name?
Maria Shriver.
That bitch. Don't say her name in my presence.
You just asked.
Yeah, you did.
I hate her so much that I went and killed Ted Kennedy myself, her uncle.
This is punishment?
Yes, just to make her feel like
Why wouldn't you just kill her?
I'm going to kill every single one. I went back in time and killed Kennedy, John F.
Whoa.
Kennedy, too. That's it. You heard it here first.
Oh, my God.
There was a second shooter.
But anyway, more about my play. Actually, I brought a clip, an advertisement of my play.
Oh, really?
I want you to hear
it. So you're in a play is what's going on.
I'm in
on.
A play. It's off slightly off Broadway.
God.
Here it is, play
it. Here's promo.
Cha!
The last time, a role comes along that is so perfect for one actor. JCED in Death of a Salesman. Now appearing in limited engagements two towns over from that town with Broadway in it. JCED in Death of a Salesman.
Who can that be? Who are you?
Hello, sir. Can I interest you in this handsome leather-bound edition of the Gideon's Bible?
Bible? How dare you disrupt me while I'm watching Rachel Ray? Get in here!
Oh my God! Stop, please.
Fucking salesman. You want some more, you fucking salesman? Get up!
No.
That's all I do all day is kiss salesmen. Oh, look, the salesman is dead. It's the death of a salesman.
Limited seats are available. No, seriously, folks. There's only 4 seats in the theater.
I can't believe it. Another salesman. Who is this?
Sir, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
What did you say to me?
Girl Scout cookies?
Girl Scout cookies!
For good charity, please?
How am I supposed to say sit at age 52 if I eat Girl Scout cookies? Did Arnold send you here to ruin my career? Is that why you're here? Come inside here! Die, you bitch! Whore! Girl Scout whore! I will kill you! You're still alive! Come here!
I want my mommy!
My God! Wow, JCVD, that's horrible.
Merci, thank you.
No, that's, you should not be saying, you should be apologizing.
You should hear what Jeffrey Lyons had to say about me.
What did he have to say?
He said, that was disgusting. I can't believe I wasted 2 hours of my life.
That's not a good review at all.
That is what I want.
What did you guys...
I want to spread hate and fear and hatred all across the world.
What did the listeners at home think of JCVD's upcoming appearance in Death of a Salesman? I don't think that's how that play went, but...
Who asked you? How do you know?
I'm just
you
saying.
You sit home and smoke weed and jack off all day. You don't know anything about Greek.
I rented Death of a Salesman once off Netflix.
I did it wrong, okay? I watched that movie. There was not one sale and not one death and nobody died. No killing, no kicks, no karate.
Not everything has to have kicks and karate.
It's in the goddamn name of the movie. Death of a Salesman.
Not a literal death.
But when do I call it that? I did it the right way.
Doesn't he kill himself at the end?
I don't remember.
Killing himself? What kind of crap is this?
It's the ultimate.
You should see Act 3 of my play. I've got Uzis, I've got machine guns, helicopters coming.
This is in a theater?
The salesman better not ever fuck with me.
Wait, helicopters in a theater? How do you fit a helicopter in a theater?
I cannot give any more away. It's already too much said here.
When is this open?
It's open now. I'm staying after I leave here. I'm going to be in.
You'll leave here?
Yes. After I leave here, I go. I go to do my play.
Wow, all right. We better not
come
you, but,
kill all of you.
Well, we'll only
matter
five...
of fact, I'm late. I have to get going now.
Oh, all right.
But
well,
Noah, you still have clothes on. Get those panties off. What is doing? What's going on here?
I already took them off. You missed it.
Did you put them back on?
She flashed a
little. Bitch! Chia!
Ow! Doing flying that?
Kick. Shut up. All right, I have to go.
JCVD, everybody.
Woo!
Thank you very much.
Watch him spin kick out of the room.
It's windy.
Yeah! Oh, another wall. Wow, we only have two now. Well, thanks a lot, JCVD.
It's cold outside. Now there's a cold draft in here.
Or nothing. We'll send him the bill. It's fine. He's got this Broadway play thing going on now. He can afford to pay.
Yeah, somehow I don't think many people are going to see
it. Well, there's only four seats in the theater, apparently.
Whoever is a fan that goes to see that, they're
going
to get...
Well, all four of us can go.
Yeah.
They're going to get strafed by helicopters.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I was just putting a helicopter in a theater. But give us a call. Let us know what you thought of that. Our number is 646-929-1357.
I have a feeling that theater is the same place where Alex Skolnick plays now.
Yeah. Alex Skolnick actually sweeps up after the show.
Oh.
He's also the prop master.
So wrong. It's so wrong that we say this about Alex Skolnick.
Why?
I hope he never finds out.
By the way, Noah, put your clothes back on. It's embarrassing. Come on.
Seriously.
So by the way, during the break, Peter Steele called Sid. He said he's going to kill you.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And he's going to kill Darren for giving away where he lives.
If he moves as slowly as he sings, then maybe by the time I'm like 45, he'll get to me. Good luck, buddy.
Sid, come here. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Sid, you will die. You're going to die.
You only even know one of his songs to reference because that's the only good song.
It's the best Echo song.
Yeah.
You hate everything.
The rest of them suck. No, I don't. Just most metal.
I always see his, like, gawky ass walking around. Not, I shouldn't say always. Like, I see him, like, maybe twice a year.
Do you start shit?
I have never seen him when I lived in Midwood.
How did you not, like,
and
first
that is
of all,
so sad.
When you lived there, he was there more.
You know what you should do?
He has, like, other
next
houses.
Next time you
now.
See him, run up to him and tell him you want an autograph and you're so excited to meet him. And then as he's writing the autograph, be like, you're my favorite character in Guitar Hero. He will be crushed. And he's like, no, I'm not in Guitar Hero.
Not yet.
Like, oh, but you're in the band, right? They don't have my song in Guitar Hero. Well, keep trying. One day, maybe. And then just leave.
I thought you were going to say that I should, you know, mistake him for like another band member.
Well, he looks like one of the characters in Guitar Hero.
You shouldn't have
seen
him for a while.
Really
sort of Axel Steele, no?
No.
You were great in GWAR. I'm in love with a Sid Amin girl.
I wonder if Peter Steele gets stopped at shows and people ask him if he's Rob from Metal Injection.
Yeah, I'm sure that's happening all the time.
You should grow your hair long, Rob.
Yeah. No, I've tried. It just grows. It becomes a fro. And I don't have enough patience to, like let it
get a mullet.
No, you could just put a relaxer in it, an olive oil.
He can barely get out of the couch to go to work.
Out of the couch?
Did you get
I'm
some
in the couch?
Wait,
how does that work? Do you put olive oil in your hair?
Yeah, that's what people with hair, like...
Yeah,
that's what people with jufros do. Like,
yeah.
Really? Just regular
that's
olive oil?
That's why they all smell bad.
Yeah.
Is it right for your head? Is it like
olive oil is good for everything.
EVOO.
Yeah.
You can do all the things you...
Feel your soul glow.
All the things.
Let your soul glow.
That's it.
You would look really cool with Jerry curls, Rob.
Oh, I love Jerry curls.
So
cute.
Totally
do Jerry curls.
Come on, Rob. Let it show through.
Sing it, Darren.
This is too high for me.
This is like power metal.
Glow. That's from Coming to America.
A classic.
Even I know that, and I barely remember anything.
Some of our listeners might not know that. Some of them probably choose not to see movies with black people in them.
Jeez! Some of them might only think Eddie Murphy was in The Nutty Professor, and he was actually in good movies. Before that, in Norbit.
This past weekend, Rob, for the first time, saw Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Really?
Yeah.
All this time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy
shit. Well, both of them. Not even born when it came out.
I was about 83. It came out in 84, right?
Oh, well, it was very close, though.
But no, it was really good. Very good. Beep, 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 beep. All week it's been in my head.
I saw that in my day camp that I was in took us to see an R-rated
movie.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. It was
what
very
day
relaxed,
camp did you go to, Dan?
It was the same day camp as my elementary school. So it was like they ran a camp.
Wow.
PS-199 camp.
Huh.
That's pretty cool.
But really, they took us to see some other movie, but the counselors all wanted to see that.
Yeah, like, fuck it.
Yeah, bring the kids into an R-rated movie.
And all these years later, it's the reason you have such
wait,
a
there were,
black
there, weren't there boobs? They were in a strip club, though. There was boobs.
There's boobs at the very beginning when the woman washes the royal penis.
Yep. The counselors were like 18. They were totally irresponsible. They used to do shit like
that. Did any of them jerk you off?
No.
Fuck that.
No, they were all men. There was no, like...
All right. Did any of them jerk you off?
No.
Did you jerk any of them off?
No.
Oh. Show me on the double.
Keep digging. You'll probably hit something.
What about any of, like, were any of them girls?
No, they had, unfortunately, they had the girls in separate groups.
Like, did they ever make you watch them jerk off?
No.
Did you ever take a nap with one of the girls?
I wish.
Did they ever take you into the shower with them?
No. Matter of fact, we didn't even get to shower. Like, they would take us to the beach, the dirty, disgusting Coney Island beach, and there'd be, like, you know, hypodermic needles all over and fucking jellyfish. And, like, they'd just pile you right into the bus when you were done. And that was the end of it. Like, you didn't get the towel off or nothing.
And then they just sent you home, stinking?
Yep. No. That was, like, the beginning of the day. And then we had to do, like, stupid arts and crafts.
So wait, where was the actual, like, the location?
Inside the school. In the public school.
Wow.
So we'd do, like, arts and farts or whatever. You know, we'd do make lanyards. And then they'd take us to Madison High School to swim in the pool on Sunday.
Oh, see, I went to Madison and I never got to swim in the pool.
There was an actual pool at your high school?
Oh, yeah. There was a
swim
team. Wow. All the fat girls
were swimming. I don't remember for what, but I was there, too.
Did you see
like
the fat girls
program.
On the swim team?
No.
There were fat girls in my camp, though, that they used to take to the pool.
Mm.
That was pretty fun.
Cannonball!
They try to drown them at the pool?
Well, you know, all the fat girls would be afraid to go in the deep end. Like, they'd just wade in the shallow.
Is it because they were afraid they would drown because they're fat?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's very disappointing. When I got my high school yearbook, I thumbed through and I was, like, going to the page for the swim team. And, yeah, it's all of them in swimsuits, but they're all fat and ugly. It's not great.
But you still jerked off to it.
No, I couldn't even. It's not that good. Very disappointing. Thanks for nothing, Brooklyn. Like, I graduated high school right before girls started dressing super slutty.
Oh, really? They dressed slutty in my school?
No, it started, like, when Britney Spears hit, then all girls just started dressing completely whorish. And I had already graduated by then.
I don't know. I'm older than you, and they dressed slutty in my high school.
Maybe you just have lower standards for what you consider slutty.
Yeah, I'm a Puritan.
Apparently, they showed ankle.
I'm a
Quaker. Darren is showing ankle right now.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Because Darren's a fucking slut.
Yeah.
Are you going to take that, Darren?
He's
look at that rash. It's all the way down his thigh.
Oh.
It's the truth. Well, I got it from Noah.
That's not a rash. That's eczema.
I think that's the name of this episode.
That's not a rash. That's eczema.
We have a winner.
All right. Well, all right. Let's take another quick music break.
Good, because I have to pee.
Well, then let's keep going, actually. No, during this break, we're going to play music by Ensifarum. And Sick of It All.
Oh.
And
what song by Sick of It All?
Scratch the Surface.
Okay, very nice.
Oh, that was me. You're welcome, Sid. I thought of you when I selected
you.
That.
What, you scratched your surface?
We're also going to play a comedy bit from one of the funniest people in comedy right now, Louis C.K. And when we come back, more Dick and Fart Jokes.
Wait, are we going to play some news?
Oh, that's right. We have
a breaking news.
Live cast news break.
I just gave Rob a note about this, and I have the evidence right here. See? I tried to be professional.
What were the people doing out there?
Play news at next music break.
See?
You're giving away our secrets.
I could have handed that to him off the air, like after he starts the break.
No, let's just play the news.
All right.
Kids need to know. All
right. News, then music. On the live cast.
Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen is among the class of 2009 inductees into the One-Armed Persons Hall of Fame. He'll share the stage with fellow inductee Teenage Surfer and Shark Attack survivor Leslie Hamilton. The goal of the hall is to reward those who persevere in the face of having only one functional and attached arm. The organization mainly consists of pirates and fireworks enthusiasts, but other members include Jim Abbott and the guy who killed Harrison Ford's wife. Lars Ulrich in an attempt not to be excluded from any Hall of Fame he hears about, began gnawing off his own left arm. We'll bring you more on this story as details come in. Iron Maiden's reportedly working on a children's program featuring their longtime mascot, Eddie. The series, produced by the same folks behind the show Shining Time Station, will center around Eddie's exploits as he runs a boarding house for wayward, bastard, retarded children of heavy metal musicians and groupies. The band is in talks with actor Pauly Shore to provide the voice of Eddie.
I'm People from other countries eat weird food, man. I was in Chinatown, and you know where the groceries... I know that's not another country, but you know... you know when the grocery stores in Chinatown, they're for the Chinese people, they eat their actual food, and I was in one of those, and they had duck vaginas. I swear to God, a huge barrel of fucking duck vaginas with a scoop stuck in it. And I'm standing there just staring at this fucking huge thing. And I'm thinking, can we possibly dominate a species more than that? Than that we're selling their vaginas in a fucking barrel? Fucking ducks are just like, dudes, Jesus. I mean, you won the war. Take it easy. You don't have to sell our vaginas. I didn't get any because I don't want to know. But what if I love duck vaginas? I don't want to find out. It's not like millions of things taste like a fucking duck vagina. It would be very specific to be addicted to that. Not for me.
That's my purpose. Did I ever tell you about that time I went down on a guy for two tickets to a Bon Jovi concert? It wasn't as bad as I expected. What? We're recording? Oh dear God, no.
We're back.
It takes up three spots.
Jared is angry.
Jared is a power cord.
Doesn't that piss you off? Like when you buy some kind of electrical component and they give you a fucking power box that weighs like 9,000 pounds.
I love the power box.
Like it, but why can't it just be a regular little plug? You know?
Because it's a battery.
All of a sudden, Darren is an observational comedian.
No, but why can't the box?
Power box.
Like some of them have a cord goes into the box.
Oh yeah, I agree.
And it comes out.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, you're saying the actual plug.
The thing where you plug it in is 9 feet long.
Yeah.
Metal Injection presents Scenes from a Radio Shack.
We're back. We're down to the final stretch on the live cast. Are you still with us? I sure hope so, because we're giving away the prize. Plug the soundboard.
Are we back? All right.
All right.
How about we don't let Darren handle any equipment during the show?
Yeah, look, there's another
somebody
plug right
stop
there.
Him
just
before he unplugs the computer. And then
are we still recording?
Yeah, we're good. Here, just
good.
Darren, plug into this
right,
one right here.
Yeah, okay.
Look.
It's like an earthquake hit, but we're okay now.
Just
if you'd like to call us up so you hear everything we say in case we get unplugged again, the number is 646-929-1357.
I think we need to say it a little bit slower.
646.
No, that's too confusing.
929.
That's too confusing. Don't say it like that.
1,300.
Stop. Don't say it like that. Say it the right way.
6, 4, 6, 9, 2, 9, 1, 3, 5, 7.
Now say it in English and slowly. And sexually.
6, 4, 6, 9, 2, 9, 1, 3, 5, 7.
God, you're so
that's
white.
That's for Guillermo.
Well, I would say in Spanish, you'd say 1357.
Darren, can you do it in Spanish? It's much sexier when you do it.
9, 9, 10, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9,
very rusty. Like, I understand when people speak Spanish perfectly, but I can't. I get tongue-tied.
Can you say it in Spanish and in song at the same time?
No.
Like in the IO Digital Cable commercial?
No, we're not doing that every show.
877-393.
No, but not a phone number like that.
Wow. It doesn't really run.
646-929-1357.
I believe we're giving something away tonight. If you want the new Death Clock album, those of you who like your metal in cartoon form.
Wait, are we eligible to?
No. You can't win.
New
Noah.
Death Clock
but
album.
Yeah, we have a new Death Clock CD, Death Album 2. If you give us a call right now, 646-929-1357, and answer a trivia question that we come up with on the spot.
Yeah, really?
We should make one about.
It's a live cast. It'll be a live cast trivia question. So we want a true fan. 646-929-1357. What should the question be?
Should be something Adult Swim related, I feel.
What bands was Chris Broderick in?
No.
No, a live cast related trivia question. Let's
well, then Shinobi will clearly win. But that's okay.
It's all right. He's not calling. So.
Yeah, nobody's calling. What the fuck?
So does that mean that I'm eligible?
No.
No. You're not eligible for shit. Maybe it's a little herp.
She's eligible for shit.
Some bumps on your upper
lip. Noah had a shit story,
yes.
But we never got to it.
Noah's got a shit story. We've got time. Tell it.
I told you I didn't want to say anything.
Frank, leave the room.
Frank's here. Hey, Frank.
By the way, Frank's here.
Tell the story.
Frank, leave.
I burped. It happens. You shit, apparently. That happens. Tell us.
So come on. We're running out of time, Noah. We don't want to go into overtime about your shit story.
All right, but then you have to share a shit story because you haven't done one yet.
All right, I have one. It's not great, but
okay. So, Target is selling. Oh, good! Thank God we have a phone call.
Oh, good. 610. You are on the Zach Beats hotline. What's your name?
Yo, it's Bill.
Bill, is it really Bill?
Let him be Bill if he wants to.
All right, Bill.
No, Bill.
Okay. All right, Bill.
We know how to spell Bill. Duh.
Bill, where are you from? We're 610.
Bill. It's Philadelphia.
You sound very excited to say that.
Oh, yes.
How old are you, Bill?
I'd be 19.
Are you sure?
In how many years would you be 19?
All right, we promised we're going to do a giveaway. We need to come up with a trivia question.
What did we talk about this during the break?
What's a trivia question? Because you're all high.
All right, I got a good one. Who is the most annoying person on the Mental Injection live cast?
That's like awesome. An opinion.
That's an opinion.
I think it's pretty much fact.
Wait, no.
I gave it away.
I think it would have to be Sid.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
No. That won't even count. Which one of us in this room is stoned right now?
What?
That's retarded.
These are stupid questions.
I got one.
Rob?
All right. Darren's got one. Let's see what Darren
I was going to say, what was the answer to the final Jeopardy question in the first Sex Jeopardy?
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
That's hard.
I don't know that.
That's too hard.
I don't remember.
At least it's a show-related question with a real answer.
What was one thing that was mentioned during Sexual Jeopardy?
Give us one answer from Sexual Jeopardy.
The strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
It was the wrong answer, but it was mentioned.
No, it's true. It was mentioned, and you win. You win the Death Box CD. Are you a metal injection junkie?
Yes, I am.
What's your junkie username?
I believe it would be Hell's Ambassador.
Well, Hell's Ambassador.
Just send
a private message to the Metal Injection name with your full name and address, and we'll make sure to send that over to you, buddy.
By the way, if anyone in chat knows to the question that I asked, you win.
Yeah, we'll give you another CD. We'll give a shout-out to all CD. All right, cool. Thanks a lot, Bill. Bill, is that your name? Bill,
thank you.
Bill from
Phil.
have a good night.
He's from Philadelphia.
Bill.
All right, now tell us about
shit
what happened
story.
At Target when you shit yourself.
Oh, that's right.
No, I didn't shit myself at Target.
Where'd you shit yourself?
I have very good sphincter control.
I wish I could know that firsthand.
So because it's Halloween time, Target is selling blueberry cereal.
Oh, jeez.
And I was eating a lot of it. And then when I pooped, my shit was like this greenish color.
Well, I have a Slurpee.
And it was pretty gross.
That's it?
Take a picture?
That's it, because I haven't shat green for a long time.
Take
it was
a picture.
Interesting. No, I didn't.
Shit pick.
But you know what I hate? This happened to me today.
What do you hate?
I hate it when you work so hard to squeeze out a shit, and it feels like it's going to be like a prize at the end.
Like but, Cracker Jacks?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then when it drops into the toilet.
Darren!
What?
Darren!
I don't know. That was the wrong clip. All right, sorry.
Do you have like audio on your computer? With
no,
like,
wait, Sid sent me that because I saw it somewhere.
Oh.
So
I hate when it falls into the toilet and it goes like right into like the hole.
You can't surf.
Yeah, so you can't see what you just did.
I hate when you're like, oh my god, here comes I gotta run, gotta hit the bathroom right away, and I sit and I'm like there, and it's just a fart.
Can't you tell the difference?
Sometimes you can.
Most of the times you can.
Yeah.
Sometimes
the trick just feels like it. But the shit story that I have. Is somebody was letting me stay over their house, and I'm not going to say who it is, because they could hear this and get really offended. Or they could be in this room, who knows. But I was staying over somebody's house, and they let me stay there, and I was sleeping in the basement area. And it was like the middle of the night or something like that, and I did not know my way around this house. And
Was this Jeff?
Since it was really dark.
Jeff, right?
Yes, for the purpose of the story, it was Jeff. But no,
was
Jeff.
I know who it was.
But, so anyway.
I'm trying to think of who has a basement that we know.
I don't know. You might not necessarily know them. But so it was like the middle of the night, and it was so dark. It was so dark that I almost got like freaked out that like, where the fuck am I? I need some sort of light. And I had my iPod as like a nightlight. I was just like, yep, still here. All right, great. And
your iPod or your iPhone?
My iPod.
Did you have an iPhone at this point?
I did actually, but it was.
Friends in Florida.
No.
No.
Anyway. So anyway, So then I go to the bathroom, and I take a massive dump. And it was a great one. It was a really, really good one. I was very proud of it.
Was it like that the toilet filled it above the waterline, or it's still floating?
It was a more liquidy.
What Noah just described, I like to call the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh yes, look it up.
The water.
It's in the Urban Dictionary.
No, they rejected that.
No, I thought it was in there. Anyway,
somebody else's entry they rejected.
So I take this fantastic dump, and then I look, and. And I look, and I see there's absolutely no toilet paper.
Oh, and, did you use a dollar?
No, at this point...
Use your T-shirt.
Do you guys want to finish the story, or should I finish the story?
I wanted to guess, but I made a game show out of it.
But, so I ran around the basement with my iPod, because I didn't even know where the fuck the light was, trying to find anything that would somehow be equal to toilet paper, and I... pretty much couldn't find anything. I found the only thing I found finally was like this towel, and it was like a hand towel, but I'm not really sure, on one side of it was kind of like dirty, so it was like a rag almost. I don't know.
What was it dirty with?
It was, I don't know. Like,
and that's how Rob got anal herpes.
But it was literally the only thing that would be. Like, would I could rub my ass with. And I cleaned it up a little.
Did you just say rub your ass with?
Well, you know, wipe my ass. That's what
Why didn't you, like, scoop with your fingers and then wash your hands?
What?
What? You making a joke? Or would you
She was serious.
Oh, no.
Well, you can wash your hands.
That's gross, though.
How would you turn the faucet on?
You are... No, I mean, like, use one hand to, like, scoop it. And then use the other hand.
Scoop? What is he scooping?
Shut up, mountain of shit.
Still in his ass?
Sure he has butt hair that, like, collects it.
You still have scooping. What kind of world are you from? Is that what they do in Israel?
In the Middle East, yeah, before we had toilets.
I actually had some kind of similar ordeal when we shot the intervention video, the Moscow Model, and we went to Frank's studio to shoot that.
Frank's teeth are already starting to grind.
I immediately got there the first before we shot any scenes, I get there and I gotta take a massive dump.
Oh my god, I remember that.
Right?
Was that it?
So I go to the bathroom and it's like, Frank told me later they had another bathroom upstairs that was clean.
Oh yeah, that it looked pristine actually.
But I didn't know that at the time. I go in there, there's like crusty, like cum encrusted Playboys and like porno.
Blood stains on the sink.
Blood stains on the sink. Not even kidding. Like there were blood, like big blood stains.
And sticky porn mags.
And
like,
then I
just said that.
I said, you know what? I don't care. I'm not a shit break. I can take a shit anywhere. I'm going to take a shit. I sit down, like, clean off the seat, whatever. I sit down, I take my dump, and the toilet paper was there, but it was on the sink with the blood in it. So I go. I go, all right, but it's not touching the blood, so okay, pick it up. There's a massive red blood stain on the fucking toilet paper.
Oh.
And I said, what am I going to do? And I've already committed to the shit. Like, I can't get up, pull my pants up, and go find toilet paper.
The damage is done.
So I said, what am I going to do? So I open my wallet, and to get a dollar bill, all I had was like 20s and 10s.
Waste not want
and
not
one
there.
Five. I used a $5 bill.
You wiped your
what?
Ass
at
five?
Totally not kidding.
You know what kind of crap is on
wow, five. That's probably worse than using your head.
It was. I'm sorry, I had to.
Then did you wash off the dollar bill or did you flush it?
I flushed it. What am I going to do?
What the hell's wrong?
There was a soda machine. You could have put it in the soda machine.
It doesn't take five. I'm going to use a $5 bill if I shat on it?
You are a baller, son.
No. I didn't use a 20.
A
if I was a baller, I would have used a 20.
Who's on the 5? Is that Lincoln?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Ass with Lincoln, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you ain't fucking around with that shit.
Fuck the Civil War.
You know something? At least you can say that you've literally wiped your shit with the
right. With
the money.
How did it feel?
Disgusting.
So one wipe was all.
Well, it wasn't quite big enough. Like, it's not really that good of a ply.
Did
you
use both sides?
No, because then you'd have to touch the shit on the other side.
So it was one. It took one wipe to.
I did the best I could with what I had.
Why didn't you just squat in the sink and use it like a bidet?
Because there's blood in it.
That's probably why
this was
blood
pretty
in
high
it.
Up, too.
Now listen, listen. So wait. So, but it was the hottest day of the year, right?
Oh.
And I didn't want to pull up my pants and walk around with shit in my pants and sweat and everything. And we're going to be, anyway, that stupid sweater vest and the shirt and like that wig that weighs like 30 pounds. So I said, I better, do the best I can to clean up.
Well, I think we got to know each other a little too well this episode. We all gave away just a little too much information, I feel. And, if you have a shit story, this is a blog post, so just leave a comment with your best shit story, and maybe we'll give you a prize. And thanks again to everyone for listening. Thank you to JCVD. And
what about thank you to Sid, Noah, and Dan?
No. Thank you to
Philadelphia.
Thank you, Sid.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank you, Darren.
What about a thank you to Rob?
Fuck you, Rob.
Oh.
It's Rob.
It's Rob?
Said, who's Rob?
All right, let's close the show with the Aziz Ansari bits.
Oh, yeah.
Did I say that correctly?
Close enough. Just fucking play it. We've got 23 seconds.
Well, if this cuts
shut
off,
up and play it.
This cuts off.
Bye, everybody. Play it.
If it cuts off on the live stream, just hear the archive.
Anyway, guys, let's go on it. The first result that pops up is my website. I'm not writing that shit about myself on my website. The second result that pops up is an interview that I did with a website called Gothamist.com. And the interview was actually really nice. He said a lot of nice things about me. Yeah, he's really young, he's doing pretty good, blah, blah, blah. But unfortunately, that was not the shit that pops up in the summary under the search results. What pops up is the first sentence from the article, which I will share with you now. Aziz Ansari looks like the nerdy kid you went to high school with. And does nothing to negate that image once he takes the stage. Let's hear that again. Does nothing to negate that image once he takes the stage. Now what the fuck am I supposed to do exactly? Aziz Ansari looks like the nerdy kid you went to high school with. But once he takes the stage, he gets a hand job from the head cheerleader. Totally negating that image. Sorry, looks like the nerdy kid you went to high school with. But once he takes the stage, he starts scoring game-winning touchdowns and finger bangs the prom queen. It's really just being Rob off. So what we're doing is taking a proactive step. Any of you guys have a website? I want you to, my name ends for Rockhead. Just write on your website, Aziz Ansari is a fucking badass. Anyway, not because I want that to pop up in the search results, it's bigger than that. I wanted to get to the point that when you Google Aziz Ansari, that little blue thing pops up saying, did you mean Aziz Ansari is a fucking badass?
Go!
on the metal injection line.
Oh, man, I'm really disappointed about the Sid part.
This is your announcer, Dan.net.
We're watching the best band in the fucking world.
At metalinjection.net.
You are watching Rachel Ray.
There is one other thing I want to tell you.
All right, let's try. We got your theme song. We get it. Let's get it out of here.
Well, wait. Loop that. I want that playing at all times. There.
It's more dramatic.
I wanted to tell you, this is a little bit, that's what I give to all the friends. You know, I hate her so much that I went to play. It's off slightly off Broadway.
Oh, my God.
Hit it. Cha! I can't believe it.
My God.
On the live cast.
close.
As I expected. Did I ever tell? Did I ever?
Walk around with shit.
Leave a comment with your best.
Play it.
This cuts off.
Bye, everybody. Play it.
The cuts off on the live stream. Just.
Let's Google my name. The first result that pops up is my website.